7 minutes past seven, and Lisa Pereira is here with a first look at what it says in your Friday morning newspapers.
The law of the jungle is slowly taking hold. That's the headline above an editorial in the Irish Times. It recaps events in the Middle East over recent times, and while acknowledging that they could lead to a more pragmatic Iran, it fears Europe's acquiescence in US and Israeli actions could result in the continent's security architecture being shaped without the participation of European leaders. The killing of a father of nine in Balgaddy in Dublin is on several front pages this morning. 53-year-old James, known as Jake Burney, was stabbed to death on Wednesday night in his home, where he lived with his elderly father. Neighbours described him as a gentle soul, harmless and decent. You'll find that story on the front of the Irish Daily Star, the Irish Daily Mirror, the Irish Independent and the Herald. €40 million in cash is being held in storage by Gardaí. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, reporting on an appearance yesterday by Commissioner Drew Harris before the Public Accounts Committee. The paper says that shocked TDs raised concerns over the security of the money, which was seized as the proceeds of crime. Commissioner Harris said he had faith in the security systems, but acknowledged that things can go wrong. The Irish Sun reports that Cheryl Tweedy's stalker has flouted a restraining order and is back harassing her. The Irish Examiner is writing about fears that the hardening of Ireland's refugee policies may be leading to human rights breaches. Liz Dunphy reports on the case of a human rights activist from the Democratic Republic of Congo who disappeared after he was returned to his home country. His father, an opposition politician, had been murdered, and when he was also threatened, he fled and applied for asylum in Ireland. But his application was rejected and he was deported. Gardaí handed him over to officials in Kinshasa Airport 6 weeks ago, but he hasn't been seen since. Immigration lawyer Susan Doyle is quoted as saying, 2 or 3 years ago, he would have been given permission to remain. Several papers give front page coverage to the Bezos wedding in Venice. Parties began last night and will continue for 3 days, reports the Mail. But in what it calls a world exclusive, the paper also reports that Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are already married. According to what the paper calls impeccable sources, the couple were married at least a month ago in the United States. One of those impeccable sources appears to be Jeff Bezos himself, who, according to the paper, personally confirmed the marriage, adding that they'd signed a prenuptial agreement to protect his $244 billion fortune. The Examiner carries a front page picture by Dan Sheridan of British and Irish Lions player Bundiaki. He's on a golf course in Perth beside a kangaroo. "Roo, do you think you are?" is the headline above that picture.
Lisa, thank you.